A gentle murmur of agreement confirmed Brawl's mole logic. Before Sister Alkanet could object, Cregor spoke for herself.
You all know I'm not a real abbess, never wanted to be. But when old Abbess Song went to her reward, I took up the job of caretaker, in the absence of any beast being elected officially. I'm countless seasons older than the oldest among you. I'm blind. Sometimes I ache all over, and I sleep most of the day. However, as Brull says, the abbey runs nice and smooth. I merely guide or advise. Bedwallers are trusty, responsible creatures. They usually know what needs doing to keep the place up to their mark. I'm quite happy to leave things as they are, though even I won't last forever. If you're content with an ancient blind badger sitting in as substitute, then I'll continue to do so, with your kind permission, of course.
Amid the applause from the councillors, Sister Alkanet, who was always the mouse to raise difficult issues, raised a paw.
Then what about a champion? Redwall needs a defender like Martin the Warrior.
Friar Bob's snort of impatience was heard by all as he wagged his ladle at the sister and gave vent to his feelings.
I've got 4 great plum puddings steaming in the kitchens, and I've also got a sleepy assistant. Young Broggle will probably let the puddings boil dry if I'm not there soon. Sister Alkanet, ma'am, you brought up the same question at the same meeting this time last season. I'll give you the same answer now as I gave you then. Redwall is strong. Tyrants and vermin warlords have broken their skulls against our walls. The abbey is too hard a nut to crack. Vermin everywhere know that. Only a fool would try to test our might. These days there is no need of perilous warriors and great swords.
Alkanet was up on her paws, pounding the table and objecting.
But what if there were, friar? What if the day came when we woke to find the foe at our gates, and no brave one to lead or defend us? What then, sir? What then?